Let's take the formula for selling on a sales call. Step number one, you're going to look for a suspect that is well. All suspects believe they're well. It's your job to see if you can move them through the formula. Step number two, change your suspect to a prospect by going from well to hurt. The suspect who believes he is well might intellectually see a need for your product or service, but with his guard up, safe, secure, and intellectual, he sees what you have as a commodity. In step number three, the sick phase, your prospect becomes emotionally involved. As you probe into his problems, your product or service is no longer a commodity. Further probing will take your prospect to step number four, the critical phase. Here, your prospect is prepared to pay anything to solve his problem. They can now feel their own problems. They've validated them. They agree they need to be fixed immediately. Their job, their business, and their future are on the line. The fifth step is where you perform a miracle by solving their problems with your product or service. I've listened to all the fancy terms the traditionalists want us to believe. The problem with their solution selling or feature and benefit selling is they're trying to solve the prospect's problems too quickly. They're trying to solve them in the hurt phase. The prospect says, "Can you help?" The Sandler graduate says, "I don't know. Can I ask you a few questions about your problem?" The traditionalist proudly exclaims, "You bet your sweet bippy!" In order to make the sale, the prospect must fully experience his problems. If you try to move him through the selling formula too quickly, all you're doing is hurting yourself. You want to develop at least 4 to 5 pains for the product or service you're trying to sell, and each time you get a pain, you dig a little deeper. Okay, it's fair to say you now have a firm grounding of the pain concept. Your question now should be, how do I go after my prospect's pain? Well, actually, even that isn't the right question. Try this one. How do I guide my prospect to discover his or her own pain? The answer to that question lies in all of the human relations skills and rules you've learned up to now. Listening actively to your prospect, the reversing, the softening statements, nurturing, the rule of 3+, negative reverse selling, the dummy curve, and knowing how to hold on to your expertise and product knowledge, dummying up those points important to solving your prospect's pain. All these Sandler system techniques are fuel for you to run your submarine smoothly and to the bank.
Another key thing that takes place during this part of the selling cycle is I don't want you to think of it as a sales presentation. I'd like you to think of it more as an interview. If you can think of yourself running an interview, then what you've got is you asking questions and the prospect giving you information. You also do not deal with any money during this part of the interview.